This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 143 for Tuesday, November 14th. I'm Phil Franz Warkinson. The ICE Futures canola market is sharply higher Tuesday morning as activity resumed after the long weekend. The ICE market was closed yesterday for Remembrance Day, while grain and oilseed futures in Chicago traded their usual hours. Canola up $13 to over $20 in early trade. January up $20.70 at $721.70 per ton. Soybean futures in Chicago rallied sharply yesterday, but we're seeing a modest correction today as activity resumed. Soy oil is at its strongest levels in 3 weeks, still pointed higher today, while Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures are also up compared to last week. Tightening soy oil supplies accounted for some of the strength in the world vegetable oil markets. Chart-based positioning also contributed to the gains in canola, with prices testing some key trend line levels. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures were all higher yesterday, but we're seeing some mixed activity today. Solid export demand and South American weather uncertainty did remain supportive for soybeans, but that market was thought to be due for a correction after jumping sharply higher yesterday. The oil meal spreads were a feature of the trade, with soy oil still moving higher, but meal lower on the day. January soybeans down 5 cents at $13.77 per bushel. The U.S. soybean harvest was 95% complete as of this past Sunday. That's slightly ahead of the 91% average for this time of year. Monthly crush data will be released later in the day, and expectations are for an increase in the soybean crush on the year. Northern regions of Brazil are expected to remain hot and dry, but parts of Argentina are forecast to see some much-needed rain over the next week. Corn futures posting small gains, although activity subdued after yesterday's larger gains. The December contract up a penny at $4.78 per bushel. The U.S. corn harvest was 88% complete in the latest weekly report. That's up 7 points on the week and 2 points ahead of the average. France's corn production was estimated at 12.2 million tons by that country's ag ministry. That's up from an earlier estimate of 11.8 million and up by 13% on the year. U.S. wheat futures are higher across the board. Minneapolis spring wheat up 10 cents in December at $7.39 per bushel. Kansas City up 6 cents in December at $6.47 per bushel. And Chicago soft wheat up 3 cents in December at $5.82 per bushel. The U.S. winter wheat crop was 93% seeded. That's in line with average. Emergence came in at 81%, but the quality did dip 3 points to 47% good to excellent. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, November 14th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Franz Warkinton.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.